Let me say hello to Kitty Rushworth. Don't often get a chance to speak to Kitty Rushworth. Kitty, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Gosh, Kitty, I could do with you round our house. You know, I spent a few quid one time and got some gardeners in. You know, I'm not talking about state-of-the-art gardeners. I'm talking about hard-working blokes who tried to create something for me that seems appealing. You know, I wasn't paying them a lot of money, but they did a brilliant, brilliant job.
Good.
The reality is I would need them back on a regular basis because even though I enjoy it, I can't keep up with it. Give us advice. You're the lady from all those gardening shows on the likes of ITV. Give us advice going into May, what we should be doing in our garden.
Well, right now, this weekend, if you do one job, it would be to mulch. If you're kind of having trouble keeping on top of the garden, then mulching is a brilliant thing to do. So you can mulch with either homemade compost if you're dedicated enough to make it, or well-rotted farmyard manure, which is not as gross as it sounds. It shouldn't smell or resemble anything like manure when you use it. It should be well-rotted and black and crumbly. And if you've had a good downpour of rain, it's the perfect time to do this, and you spread thickly all on your borders your mulch a couple of inches deep, and that will lock in the moisture, suppress weeds, and the worms come up and take the nutrients down to the roots of the plant and feed the plants. So it's a kind of a triple win.
So if you don't have that access to a dunkel, or indeed you don't have the pre-prepared mulch, is it worth buying it, or is that too expensive?
No, it's definitely worth buying it, because if it means that your garden will generally look smarter, for one, and it will keep on top of things, and that surely is worth the money.
Yeah, so there are other words for that, isn't there? Like, I use this sort of stuff as well, like bark and stuff like that. Is that different from what you're talking about?
It has to be well-rotted bark, composted bark, because if you were to put fresh bark down, so if you felled a tree and you put new bark on, that can steal nitrogen from the soil, so I wouldn't recommend ever using fresh bark. It has to be composted bark, but it would kind of do a similar job. It doesn't feed the plants as much as a manure would. Well, it doesn't at all, really. It just acts as a weed suppressant.
What about weeds on the actual lawn? Can you do much with those at this point in time?
You can, yeah. You can put down a lawn feed, sprinkle a lawn feed down onto the... it will look worse before it looks better, so you have to bear that in mind, because the weed killer will kill things and make it look brown and awful, and then you have to reseed the patches. But it is well worth doing, and now is a great time of year to do it.
Yeah, and encourage wildlife at all times to be in the garden. Some gardeners, I think, are trying to push the wildlife away. They're so neat and tidy. I've got a wee area that I set aside now. I've got frogs in it and all sorts of things.
Brilliant. And frogs eat snails and slugs, so we want the wildlife, because, you know, encouraging wildlife in is a natural pest control. So we want the birds to be coming and eating the bugs, and the ladybirds to be in there eating the green flies. So it's really about creating this balance with wildlife.
Kitty, I've such a soft heart. I do see slugs in the garden and I don't lift them. I don't even, you know, I certainly don't kill them. Should I be eradicating them?
Well, you do, really. If you want a garden to look good and they're eating your plants, then yeah, you do need to get rid of them, unfortunately.
Yeah, they do.
If you have got a soft heart, you can always collect them all in a jar and take them to a field down the road. But you don't have to use kind of chemicals and things to get rid of them. There are some excellent products out on the market that you can use that are organic.
So if you have a little bush or whatever and it has holes in it, holes in the leaves, those are the slugs that have been doing that?
Most likely. It could be lily beetle at this time of year. It can be all different kinds of things. But have a look around the plant, under the leaves. You'll usually find the culprit quite quickly.
I have to say, Kitty, it is one of the most refreshing things to do, spending time in a garden, inspired by women like you on ITV's Love Your Garden. And thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. You've been doing some research with Tesco, I see. Thank you, Kitty, indeed. It's a